But right now with me on the line from right here in South Florida is somebody that you might be familiar with. His name is Avi Fryer. He lives in Hollywood, very popular guy in South Florida. He also in the past has covered for me when I had to travel. Avi Fryer, welcome to Shalom South Florida.
Oh my God, did I win the hockey ticket?
No, we're going to do that contest soon, but it's good to have you. You're a winner in many other ways, Avi Fryer. How are
you? Thank you. Great to be here.
Good to have you on our show this morning. So you're working on a project that, as many people who probably know you say, Avi Fryer is always out of the box. You're doing something completely unique now, something nobody's ever tried before, a little dangerous, but you're doing it without a net. Tell our listeners what you're working on.
Well, I've sold my box. And I'm using the money to try to launch a Jewish country music album. And not just any Jewish country music album, because we've heard Jewish country music before. You've played Country Yossi on your station and on your show, and I think he was probably a little bit of an influence on me when I was a little kid. I was listening to country music as a kid and then also hearing Country Yossi. But it's going to be a country Hanukkah album. And we know that at that time of year, there are country albums that come out for another holiday, and there has yet to be a country Hanukkah album. And as I say in the song that I think you're going to be playing in a couple minutes, the time has come for a Hanukkah song with a twang. And that's what I'm setting out to do.
But country music is really not that popular, not that well known within the Jewish community. What makes you think that you're going to be able to appeal to this community, to the Jewish community, with country music?
I used to think what you just said, that country music wasn't so popular in the Jewish community. And then once I started listening to country music, you know, you ever test drive a car and then when you go out on the street after you've test driven that car, it feels like every car you see is that car. Like,
yep.
I never noticed that many of, well, I started slipping in country songs when I would DJ a bar bat mitzvah, because I do that all the time. And look around the room and see people singing along. Hey, I like this song. I know this song. And I started talking to more and more people and finding out there are all these closet Jewish country music fans. And they're coming out of the woodwork. Everybody I speak to is like, oh, yeah, I love country music. I always listen to country music. You've never told me that before. Yeah, I know. It's not something I really talk about. So I think you'll be surprised to discover there are a lot of Jewish country fans out there.
All right. And you started a company, an organization for this now?
I started a record label, which is only just in name because it's not a label until we actually produce an album. And that's what the project is that I'm working on right now. The goal is to release the album and also to create an organization around it. It's called Yidnek Records.
Spell that for us.
Y-I-D-N-E-C-K.
Yidnek, like it's redneck, but Yidnek. Okay.
Right, a Jewish redneck. As a matter of fact, you'll find the word listed in Urban Dictionary, which tells me it must be a legit word.
Okay.
Because I got it listed in Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And we have a website, yidnek.org, and you can go there and click through to listen to our video and to watch the video and to participate in our Kickstarter, which is how we are. Actually, I didn't get much money for the box, but it is how we are raising the money to release the album. And it's just going to be a huge amount of fun, but with a focus on Jewish education. Because there are Jewish kids that love country music, and we don't see them as much in South Florida, but I have visited communities in the southern United States. Not Florida. Florida is the way southern United States. That's not the South I'm talking about.
It's like New York.
Right, exactly. You skip, once you go far enough south, you start going north again. That's where we are. But if you go north of here into the South, I know it's confusing, you will meet kids that listen to country music the same way our kids might listen to pop music. And this can be an incredible teaching tool. The way Schlockrock has been an incredible teaching tool for 30-something years.
Mm-hmm.
To help kids use a type of music that they love, learn more about their Judaism.
All right, we're speaking with Avi Fryer here on Shalom South Florida. He is embarking on this new project to get Jewish country music out there. with his new company called Yidneck Records, and you can check him out at yidneck.org. You mentioned Kickstarter. You mentioned raising funds. Tell our listeners about that, and then we're going to play a song that you put out to help with your project.
Okay, so the goal is $12,000, and we're almost there. I only need another $9,137.
Love the optimism. Okay.
So, yeah, but the fact is, there's almost a month left. So most Kickstarters only last 30 days. We have 25 days to go to raise that $9,000 and change.
How can people help?
They can go to yidneck.org, and they'll see a link right there that takes them to the Kickstarter. Then they'll get to watch the video. And from the same page where the video is, they'll also be able to donate to the Kickstarter. And there's all sorts of great stuff that they can get. I don't even like to use the word donate, because you get so much for the money that you put in that it's totally worth it.
All right. So
at least to me.
I want to play the song called, well, you go ahead and introduce it for us, and then I'm going to play it.
All right. The song is called Hanu Country, and it's all about my journey to discover the need and try to fill the need to have Jewish country music, specifically Jewish country Hanukkah music. And it's based on a song called That Ain't Country by Aaron Lewis, where he laments the fact that country songs aren't as sad as they used to be. And I'm lamenting the fact that Jewish songs aren't as country as they should be.
All right, so we're going to listen to a song called Hanu Country, and it's by Avi Fryer. Although we're playing Pesach music here on Shalom Soundflower, we're going to veer off a little bit on the calendar and play a Hanukkah song here, Hanukkah Country, by Avi Fryer and his new company and his new record label called Yidneck Records. And you can check him out at yidneck.org, Y-I-D-N-E-C-K, and help him out. Let's get it so that we can play his Hanukkah album here on Shalom South Florida in December or November when Hanukkah rolls around. Avi Fryer, thanks so much for joining us on Shalom South Florida today.
Thank you, Ronnie.
All right. Wishing you good luck and success, and hopefully the album will be out on time.